what we have just heard. The Lord our God, Yahweh, He alone is God, to love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and to teach these to us. This is what is given to us in the house of love. The breath of love summarizes this. Say, O hearts of love, O hearts ever interested in love, make me to love you always. It means loving you with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all you have, all you are. And then, so this thing, the word given to you, you tell them, teach them, your children, and continue repeating it. So the rest of love, so we say, make me to love you always and help me to make others love you. So you summarize this teaching here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 7. The very first part of this grace of love, the first part of it, summarizes this. So this prayer we say is completely biblical. It comes from God. The grace of love is divine. It's not a human work. Not a human composition. It is divine gift. God. When you take some time to meditate on this prayer, you see it is infinitely deep. Deeper than your mind can fathom. Thank you, my God, for this prayer. This summarizes all of our faith, all the teaching. All we have in religion. This prayer of love, such as it is a summary of all. That's what one Papa knows you, read this message of love's prayer. He said this is compendium of mystical love. I was a woman from Poland who said this prayer is the new Noah's Ark to serve everybody. May God give us the grace to love this prayer and to live this life for this prayer. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.